We can't tell if he's fucking or taking a shit or both.
This is Phone Freaks.
And a human dishwasher. I'm a guy shitting in my sink. You think I could afford somebody to do my dishes?
So do you work? Are you independently wealthy? What's up with you?
Oh, wealthy, I wish.
Is this considered work?
I don't work anymore. I used to, like, babysit back when I was a little younger, and I worked at a college campus, a cafeteria as a grill cook, dishwasher.
I answered my next question anyway. I'm not really wealthy.
Are you of retirement age?
I have a house, but I don't own it.
Yeah, you might say. Yeah. I mean, I got a small income coming in, but not enough to really pay for everything I need. My brother has to help me out.
That's a very sweet brother.
So, you know, that sucks.
I haven't retired yet, but I'm getting closer and closer.
Who does it suck for, her or the brother?
Both of them.
My brother, he's like in May, he'll be 4 years older than I am, and he still works. And I just,
yeah, he I has to support you.
Plus, I'm sure he has a wife.
He's 4 years older than me in May.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a government type job, what he does.
Wait a minute. So the government is keeping somebody that's past retirement
retired
age.
Nurse.
Bet you he's a contractor.
Anyway.
Government
when you, when you
job.
Have two people mm-hmm. in the household working, it certainly is better.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, like, if she's getting retirement benefits, how much she gets, but they had to do surgery on one of her knees, and they're wanting to do it on the other one. So she finally just gave up and retired. She would work sometimes 12-hour days. You know, that I imagine that wears out the knees after a while on them floors.
Yeah, the older we get, the parts start to wear
out.
What
does she do, suck dick for a living?
Yes, sir, it does.
Those floors on the knees.
A while ago when he was here, that, you know, so she has, I shouldn't be saying this, kidney stone plants. And he said she's been passing some more. They'd been working on that for a while.
I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to.
My
brother's wife, she got kidney stones, you won't believe. She's passing them all the time.
No, not yet.
It's almost like a new job. Wouldn't it be great if your kidney stones contained
gold?
Yeah. I was going to say some kind of awesome mineral. We're not eating gold, so I don't know what we would be harvesting out of our kidney stones.
Calcium.
Everyone drinking Goldschlager, they're like, okay, where's your kidney stone? Make that shit beneficial.
I'm sure there's some freak that would buy a kidney stone.
From a hot chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that...
People catfish all the time. You can't catfish to sell your kidney stones.
Oh. On the next catfish. I bought her kidney stones. Look, I got a whole necklace. It's like pearls.
What does a kidney stone even look like?
Like a fucked up pebble?
A little bit tough off.
Huh?
Can we talk to them private?
Yeah, I'm gonna go
baby,
private.
Baby, get that little slut pussy up.
Mm. Oh, me?
Go let Renee fuck you, baby.
What number?
I want Renee to fuck you.
Let's go, girl.
They kind of look like, like something that would break off of, like, the Great Barrier Reef.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, baby.
You wanna go together, girl?
Let that boy pussy get fucked.
Hello?
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, my dear.
Uh-huh.
Hey, my dear, take that little bitch boy right there. Take him in the private room and spank him.
Oh,
my God.
Does he need a spank?
Yeah.
No.
You don't?
Hell yeah. I want
you're
going to
get one anyway.
I want
my deal.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Well,
we're
going to
take the hell out of you. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I love
yes,
we're going to
make you the
stuff.
Bottom, bitch. Yes.
Come on, please.
Yes.
Please, Daddy,
yeah,
spank
you. Yeah, you definitely.
I don't
yeah,
think
oh,
you
yeah.
want it bad enough. I want to hear you cry, yes.
No.
Oh,
yes,
shit.
Cry,
man.
You little bitch. Yes.
Yeah, got that bitch moaning. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. We got to go private?
Yes, I'm going to take you private and then just tie you up, yes.
Oh, my God, I had that happen before.
You never had it happen before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah. Give him that number to that line.
Huh?
Give him that number to that line.
Have you ever had a crackhead?
I'm getting old. I'm leaving here. I'm going to room. I'm going to 25.
You're going to 25 so you can be a slut.
Take that crackhead ass nigga,
go to 25, you little black white slut.
Okay, I'm going to 25.
That's why I love.
Yeah, why don't you go to 45?
Take away this person followed you in the feed if they unfollow.
Yeah. What, 45 or 25?
Go to 45 so
what,
you can get that pussy stick in that fat little booty.
What are you deep diving on?
Every one of your dreams will come true.
Somebody started following me on Instagram. They look familiar, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Should we pause?
No, I figured I could do everything at once.
It's not working. At all.
This is Essence, and you're listening to Phone Freaks.
Do they do a lot of shrooms in Texas?
Not really. See, like,
but out here.
Yeah. Like dabs. I got introduced to dabs when I got here. I didn't know what those were.
Dabs knocked me on my ass.
Mine too.
I can't.
Like, I was sitting in my car trying to figure out how to start it.
Are we sure that dabs aren't actually just like legal date rape drugs? the bros are all just like, yo, I got some weed for you. Like, is this weed?
Is it?
Yeah.
It smells like resin.
No, I've definitely done a dab before and I'm like, this might have been something else because I'm way too high.
Right.
And I'm like, did I just do meth? Like,
I don't like the feeling. It's like way
weed
too high.
Weed is supposed to chill you out.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they're like, I want it stronger. Why? If you want to get more high, smoke more weed.
Exactly.
Like, I thought that was the whole point.
They want more bang for their buck.
That shit's expensive.
It is. Dabs are expensive.
And then you have to like have the special heat gun
with
and
the little tool.
Oh my gosh. You're not supposed to set yourself on fire smoking pot unless like you fuck up lighting an apple bong or something.
It's a whole process.
Yeah.
With weed, you just roll it up, light it.
Yeah, smoke, pass, everything's good. No one's dabbing at a concert.
Oh
yeah.
but it ain't dabs. They dabbing all right.
Excuse me.
Did you ever get a phone call from someone like that, like a friend that was just hysterical for no reason?
No, we used to. Me and my cousins used to get the phone book, and we dial random numbers in the phone book and prank call people. And sometimes we'd act like they'd answer the phone, and we'd make like sex noises. One lady called my grandma back. My granny was like, "Who is this?" She was like, "Yeah, you called my husband last night." She's like, I ain't calling nobody husband. I don't call my own husband.
Oh, no. Did you guys get hit with a switch?
We did. We did. It was an actual switch that she made us go get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you make the mistake of getting the small ones?
Yep. But if it's for some reason, the small ones hurt worse, though.
Yeah, they're flexible.
Yeah.
No, you got to go find the dry, rotted, like, chunk. Then you get hit and it just smashes. Yeah. And you're like, cool, that's over with.
I'm done with that.
You never got hit with a tree, huh?
Nope, just hands.
I used to get hit with whatever was in sight.
Trees, belts, brushes. Rarely hand. Yeah. Like, no, no, no. I like my hand too much to hurt my hand.
Yeah, no. Always hands.
50 people will gang up on one person. Now, that I don't like. If you got a legitimate beef with somebody, that's one thing. Everybody jumping on a bandwagon just because somebody else don't like a person, I think that's But that's what they do.
Have your own hate.
Yeah.
Right.
If you want to hate for your own reason, I'm all for that.
But don't hate because somebody else.
No bandwagon hating.
Well, you know, all the people that don't like me, they always try to get my attention.
I feel like I lost a friendship because I didn't bandwagon hate.
The only person that me said is my own.
Who won?
And you'll hear people study making comments.
My guy friend wanted me to bandwagon hate my girlfriend. And I was like, but she didn't do anything to me.
Bonding over not liking me. I got people that don't even like each other that are bonding over not liking me.
Yeah, everyone wants people to take sides.
That's right. Yeah, so silly. Beyond weird. Like, why do you want me to be in your beef? Like, that's
and
your beef.
And you're not getting no money for all this that y'all be
I'm still got chicken over here. I haven't made my
but
way
to
beef.
Y'all to come to
it's
my
like, don't worry, I'm not going to have sex with you or her. The sides don't need to be chosen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, he was gay. She's straight. Like, literally not having sex with either of them.
Never mind, yes. I don't think that.
I don't care.
I think that friendship would have ended anyway. When someone breaks with reality, there's no.
That's what y'all sound like.
Remember that one time that you told a lie to me? And it's like, okay, how many times did you lie to me?
You're currently lying, saying you're friends with Selena Gomez.
I actually had friends that were like I was friends with one person.
I know.
And
okay, let me say this.
The when two girls that I were friends with were both patience, like messing with the same guy.
Okay.
And I
so I was like,
you knew, so you were kind of between, in the middle.
Yeah, I was like in the middle of all the drama that I did not want to be in. The
like, I'm not. I've got nothing. Just talk to the guy. Right. I'm not fucking either of you.
None of y'all. Like,
wait, did one of the girls know that the other girl
they
was
knew.
Also fucking the same guy?
Yeah, they knew.
They both knew.
They knew.
And they were using you to get information on what the other girl was doing.
Trying to. Trying to. And I just used to be like, I'm not in the middle of y'all's, like, y'all got to figure it out.
That's funny. The love triangles don't work that way for dudes. Like, the only way that a guy cares is if he's also trying to fuck the same girl. But then it's like, he'll just talk to the guy about it. He's like, yeah, I'm hooking up with her already. What's the problem? But I like her. Like, I don't care. You can hook up with her too.
Right.
He's like, I don't like her. I'm just fucking her. And then the other guy's like all offended for the girl. Like, you can't treat her like that. It's like, I'm a guy. Why are you being a girl right now? She doesn't have a problem with it. Yes, she does. She told me she doesn't want to hook up with me because she's in love with you. But I love her, man. Oh. It's like, dude, that's your problem. I'm still going to have sex with her.
Sounds like a you problem.
Are you working through something right now?
I don't know, maybe.
Somebody telling you no because they're in love with somebody else.
Do you think they're lying to me? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, they're using it as an excuse to be nice?
Yeah.
Now you're in your head.
I don't want a nice letdown. Just be like... No, I'm never into. Don't worry, I'm not interested in you at all. Yeah. And it's like, oh, that's easy.
Yeah,
yeah,
definites.
Yeah, yeah. Not the. Well, if no, don't give me an if.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice letdowns are worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just be honest. Just be brutal. You're like, I don't know. I think you look like you're gonna have a fucking weird shaped dick. What do you want me to tell you?
I could see that.
You're going to just want to do like boyfriend, girlfriend shit. I'm not looking for that right now. Yes. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I might have attachment issues. All right. Do you want to move in?
After just the first night.
No, not the first night.
I made you a key.
First like, month. First night, come on.
Yeah, I could see that too.
That's some serious like after a month, attachment issues.
You're probably like, yeah, what? Why do you still have your apartment? That's so expensive. Just, I have a home. What do we need two beds for? Look at all this space.
Just move in here.
I don't know. I got to be careful if I extend that invitation to too many people.
You have a guest room.
And a basement.
Just have them on rotation.
Yeah, I wonder how that would go over. Would you, do you think you could hook up with a guy that had a second live-in girlfriend?
But like he pays
everyone agrees that you're okay with it. Like that's the ground rule is it's got to be. Yeah, I know you're Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
It's like, yeah.
Cause he's paying the rent. Like that's such a huge bill, especially in LA.
Do I get the fuck card too sometimes?
Sundays.
Oh yeah. I'd agree. It's like a win-win situation. Yeah,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the other girls, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday is girls' night, girls' day.
Oh, hey. I would want to switch off. You know?
What do you mean?
Like, I would want, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then she could have, like, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
That's what I just said.
Oh. Where was I?
And then Sunday is girls' day.
Oh.
Sunday fun day, self-care Sunday, whatever.
Yeah. Sunday fun day.
The girls just, yeah, it's girl day. And, you know, I'd go watch football, even though it's not on all year long.
You'd find old.
It's like, it's football. Somehow I've got a DVR with 16 games stored on it. So they play on the screen at the same time. And the girls are just like, is it still football season? Weren't we at a Super Bowl party?
Confused.
It's all year now, all year round. I just need one day, please.
I mean, if all you do is watch it in one day, you could have like college and like, I'm sure Pee Wee's like getting an ESPN.
In Texas, high school football is on TV.
Yes.
It is.
I think you could space it out and watch it all year round.
Oh my God. I don't like football that much. I think I just like the idea of being a sports fan. I think I actually hate liking sports.
Really? I love sports.
It's such a waste of time. And like it's energy that I'm putting in that has what real return? Even when
right.
When the Eagles won the Super Bowl for the first time, like people were calling into I listened to sports talk radio and they were like, I cried with my grandpa and my dad and I never thought this day was going to be here. And I was like, I remember I just kept drinking beers. Like I watched the game. It was a good game. It was over. And then I'm like, oh, that's what this feels like.
This is
nothing. Like, this is disappointing. It was actually better when they lose because then you're pissed off about something. It makes you feel something real.
Stupid.
I grew up with nothing but boys, and football was like their go-to sport. So I'm kind of like a huge football fan.
Plus now we're finding out, like, it's killing people, literally. The brain damage is real.
Yes.
Yeah, and then their brain damage is making them get CTE, and then they're killing people.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Everyone, they're becoming homicidal.
And then not remembering.
So they say. Yeah. So they say.
Could you imagine that my ex that I dated with CTE, he actually does remember me and he just didn't know how to let me down. He's like, I don't remember you.
Oh,
he's like, I didn't want to rekindle it. I just wanted to hit that ass again.
Like, just say that then.
Yeah, I was like trying to reminisce, trying to be like, oh my gosh, the rain. It's like our first date. And he's like, oh, she's getting sentimental. I don't remember you.
Oh, that would be annoying though.
I mean, you did ghost him across the country. He wanted to marry you and you just left without saying goodbye.
How is he going to remember the wedding?
You could have told him, like, we're married.
Yeah. It'll be like, what's that movie? 50 First Date?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Constantly got to remind him every day y'all are together.
Do you think I should hit him up and have him sign some weird contract and then hit him up a couple years from now and show him a forged, like, marriage certificate and then ask for a divorce?
No, it's not going to be on record with the state.
Well, I could file it.
He'd be so confused.
Who's your witness?
You.
Now I'm participating in fraud.
Do you want the money or not?
No, the fraud is where I draw the line. I'm down with like so many scams, but fraud, like I don't, fraud is felony level.
Fine. Money for you.
That's like when Blair did the COVID thing and she's, I'm like, I don't know. You do you. If you want to go on set, you get a test. I'm certain it's a false positive. I'll give you that. And the guy was in the office with you for like a week straight. So if you have it, he's going to have it. Well, can you make me a fake, like a Photoshop test result? I'm like, no, that is fraud. Like, say you didn't get your result. I don't care. That's on you. But asking me to Photoshop a negative result? Like, what if somebody dies?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Then that's like, that's murder.
Okay, well, I'm not asking you to kill anyone.
Go to jail for double the crime.
Oh God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Oh God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Oh God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole.
I know, they're sitting there counting their stretch marks angry.
Exactly.
Hillary, are you ready? Hillary, Hillary, are you ready?
And then, like I said, Jack, they get pissed off if I start yelling at somebody because they're acting like a fucking ass. And then they
want to. Yeah, we need to put you on some like antidepressants for that, Angel. It's getting out of control.
Oh, no. I know exactly what I'm doing. Jack, trust me. I can turn on the streaming anytime I want to.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And a lot of times, Jack, I'm not really.
I met him on background once forever ago.
You just like to scream.
And they're looking you up now?
No, it gets the men's attention who are being jackasses.
Do you think he just became single?
But you know, that's the only way sometimes.
No, if anything, it looks like he's married.
You see, like, the one in the back.
Oh, boy.
Earlier.
Does he want you to burn his life down?
No fucking reason. We were all having a good conversation.
It's too ugly for that.
Boy. He's a fucking woman.
You know, it's people we don't normally want to talk to, but at least the room was.
Yeah, we don't like that guy.
And that was the most.
I don't like you. Yeah.
Nobody likes me. Hooray, hooray, mommy. I'm doing something right.
That sounds like Gummy Bear.
No, it's not Gummy Bear.
No, it does not sound like Gummy Bear.
I know, but I'm saying.
I know, but it's not him.
I know, but I'm just saying it sounds like him.
I mean,
actually, I guess. Doug has been smoking for 40 fucking years.
No, it's like, yes, get it right.
Now Gummy Bear should be like, no, it's like this.
Yeah,
he's always got a dick in his mouth.
The thing is, I think it's more stuck up his ass.
The thing is,
so fucking loud.
He's still my Bob Barker.
You look like shit. You sound like shit.
You can't do Gummy Bear, can you?
I mean, I've never tried. I would have to hear him and then try it.
Come on down.
I'm sure he's got a bunch of pictures of Hitler.
I mean, you got a bunch of pictures of little girls in your fucking closet.
Hey, oh my, he's not talking about
he's talking about them.
Bill cheated on his wife.
It's not true.
I like Bill. I think no matter whether he cheated on his wife or not,
Bill was no good motherfucker
to rule the fucking United States, really.
I did not touch that woman.
Look, he had personality. He had a sense of humor. He knew how to play his sax. He played the sax for the, you know, United
yes,
States.
That's
he
so cool. He knew how to play the saxophone.
Yeah, and he knew
so
how to
he was a band geek.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
So
on.
Cool.
She put it right there.
Yeah, you definitely know how to run the country if you can finger that sax.
Yeah.
I didn't say it's uncool, but it's like cool.
I played the sax and I take offense to that.
It was cool in the 50s and 60s. And then electric guitar
definitely also in the 90s when I started playing it.
After Bill became
Well,
I did not have friends, if that's what you're asking.
Bill went to Korea and got people out of Korea, like, you know, no other person could do.
Did you meet all the people in band?
What do you mean?
No, I mean, like, it wasn't sex. It's not like you see a lot of people that are just like, yo, I'm a saxophone player, baby. You want to come back to my place? There's not a lot of saxophone in live music anymore.
When I quit playing the saxophone, I was 16. So I definitely wasn't picking anybody up with my saxophone skills. I was a child.
Hey, you want to put your reed in my mouth?
I mean, I'm very good at making a reed wet. Do you think that's why my mouth is so moist?
Maybe. More like that. You trained it.
I have so many theories on why my mouth might be so moist.
You let that mouth go to waste. You don't blow anything anymore. You're like, dick? No. Saxophone? No. I'm good. You blow bubbles?
I haven't in a while. Do you want to buy me bubbles and we'll see if I can blow big ones?
Sure, I'll let you blow bubbles with my little one. You guys can have a bubble contest.
See who can blow the biggest bubbles? Can you have a whiteboard and you hold up? Like, you score them like it's the Olympics.
You have technical and then artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Felch me, baby.
Okay, would you rather only be able to have sex in bathrooms or in kitchens?
You could do a lot in both.
I like how your voice got all sultry. You're like, oh. I use both of those places.
I'd take advantage of both of them. I don't know. That's kind of a tough, that's a hard one.
Guess it would depend on how nice your bathroom or kitchen are.
Yeah.
How definitely often you do your dishes.
I guess the bathroom is a more suitable place. The kitchen seems more fun.
Yeah, a part of me just wants to say kitchen, mostly just because, like, I don't know. I just want to sit on the counter and have somebody eat me out.
Right.
Like, I don't want to sit on the toilet and have them eat me out.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be up here and not down here.
Yeah.
And you can still grab, like, the faucet hose if you want to pretend you're fucking in the shower.
As long as it's not my kitchen, I'm not flooding my own kitchen, then yeah, fuck their place.
And the kitchen floor is usually bigger than the bathroom floor.
True. So you might be on something.
And yeah, I think like, kitchen's a good answer for that one.
On especially if you have like a little like nook in your kitchen, you're still in the kitchen. But then you have like cushions.
You've got furniture.
Yeah, whereas like the bathroom, like what do you have? Like
a bamboo shelf that holds towels. You're just going to break.
Yeah. Like, oh, cool. The tiled floor in the bathroom or the tiled floor in the shower. Like
you're knocking over all this expensive perfumes and makeup.
Yeah.
Toothbrushes everywhere.
Toilet paper's rolling.
Plus the bathroom, even though it's probably cleaner, always feels dirtier.
Yeah.
Because people poop in there.
I see that.
People have sex where people poop. Straight at the source.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, okay. To be fair, I did have that roommate that used to poop in my kitchen sink. So
what? Wait, what? They did how?
I had a roommate that I don't know why, but he decided that instead of walking up the stairs and going to the bathroom, he was just going to go to the kitchen and poop in the garbage disposal.
That's not healthy.
Is this facts?
Yeah. I walked in the front door. And I was like, it smells like shit in here. And then I like took a step in and there was like the little kitchen doorway and he was hopping down from the sink and pulling his pants up. And I was like, I'm gonna pretend I didn't see that because I don't want to have this conversation.
Oh, no, I would have straight called him out. Like, what are you doing,
Did you hear
sir?
Him running the garbage disposal?
Yeah, when I went upstairs into my room. No.
Like, because how do you eat out of your dishes after that? Like... Do you feel safe washing your dishes in the sink?
We had a dishwasher, but
his name was Carlos. Actually, his name could have been Mams. Mams used to be a dishwasher.
No, I had an actual dishwasher.
Oh, a robot.
Yes. Human dishwasher. I had a guy shitting in my sink. You think I could afford somebody to do my dishes?
I would have been like, sir, you know what? I probably would have scooped it up and took it to him.
Oh, I don't want to touch somebody. I already had to touch a baby's poop. Like, I don't want to.
Well, not with your hands. Like,
you get a doggy bag.
Yeah, put it. Go sit it on his room door. It's like, here you go. You left this in the kitchen.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah, get it right.
I did the wrong thing. I went to unconnect from the Bluetooth and I accidentally unconnected from the Wi-Fi.
Someone having sex with a turd.
Okay, well, just reconnect to the Wi-Fi.
But I hit forget.
JoJo playing with his feces again.
I'm sorry, say what?
I hit forget network. Because I wanted it to forget the Bluetooth so that it doesn't automatically connect every time I'm in the room.
Okay, well, that was definitely...
That sound is JoJo trying to use his brain.
That's bad choice.
There it went again.
I'm sure you have the network on... Oh, did you just forget it on all of your devices?
Not classy. Depleted and deflated.
Don't think too hard, JoJo.
I hope you're not sitting on a blue upholstery.
That's only so gross because you're about to put your face in
nasty.
I mean, they're all farting. I figured I'd join in on the fun.
Hamburger Head did as well. So it reeks over here.
You're getting the fourth dimension over there.
Yeah, I'm smelling it and hearing it.
Great.
And then seeing you fart.
That was a real fart on my mic, Griff. So grab that, loop it, do whatever. Make the most awesome bumper from my fart.
Oh my gosh.
This is so juvenile and dumb.
It sounds like Tesla's fart noise.
Okay.
Sick noises.
We got for farting in the morning.
We can't tell if he's fucking or taking a shit or both.
Yeah. Wow.
All I know is he's thinking too hard.
What if every time that you were thinking really hard, it made you fart?
My sister's husband, every time I have a dumb thought and I say it, or I say something dumb, he always says to me, that's what you get for holding in them farts. So maybe it's like a Southern saying.
That's not classy.
Lovely.
Exactly what it's a death. You're a black skinned devil. Yeah, you're a black skinned devil, nigger. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Do you experience a lot of racism in the world for real?
Have a discussion.
I don't, actually.
Yeah, that's right. That's
people
right.
ask me that all the time. Like, when I tell people I'm from Texas, they think it's like the most racist place.
That's so funny.
But.
Yep.
No, I always tell people the South is like a polite racism.
Yeah, like they're nice racists.
They're not going to say it to your face.
Like, they know not to fuck with you. They think awful racist. Stuff
in their head. Yeah, exactly. They'll be polite when you walk into the restaurant.
Right.
Give you dirty looks.
But they won't say it.
You're angry. You engage in the sexualization of children because you're angry. We should be angry about you.
It's just crazy when you hear. Like I don't know how people other than I've been through a lot of rural areas and you're like, oh shit, it's super white. And you realize like they probably haven't seen any non-white people except on TV and movies.
Right.
But it's just I don't know how this is even where people still go just because of someone's appearance and not even like skin color is something we have no control over. So it's crazy that it's still a thing.
Well, that's just
tell us right now.
Silly.
Do you because you're sexualizing children? Because you're sexualizing kids.
I don't really get offended by racial comments. I'm just like,
I can't even imagine.
Okay.
Yeah, and I, the thing that I like to point to when if people are trying to talk about it, like, oh, how... Because obviously, you know, people talk about the stuff and we support free speech, not specifically like promoting violence or anything, but it's like when we shame people for expressing how they feel, then they hide it and then they take it out in other ways. And it's almost easier to be like, yeah, you want to be the crazy person screaming on a street corner? We all know, stay away from you now.
No,
thank you. Like you're making this easy. And as long as everybody's on board, like, yeah, the guy screaming racist shit, just no one be his friend.
Yeah.
And then he'll learn his lesson.
He'll get it. Might take him a few racist things, but he'll get it.
How about this? You support the sexualization of children. If you didn't, you would say so, and you're not. But you don't want to say that you support it because you're a coward. That's how people like you are. You're a woke social justice warrior.
You know, I know you fucked a goat. I'm not going to answer that. See, because you fucked a goat. I knew it. Now you're known as a goat fucker. See, you did it to yourself because you didn't admit that you fucked a goat.
Meanwhile, I'm over here actually fucking.
You're really fucking the goat. Essence and Mads are like, we didn't fuck the goat. We know you did it. We know you did it.
I don't know. That denial kind of sounds like you did.
CG's like, I'm sure that the goat was a very gentle lover.
I don't know about a goat, but I might give a horse a try.
You asked me 5 times.
Go for it.
Why are you repeating this? Why are you?
All right, you're a size queen. I get it. Where's Big Dick Rick when you need him? We got a horse.
I got you. Have a nice day, faggot.
Why are you repeating all of this propaganda?
All right, we're going to stop talking about the goat fuckers then.
Don't you have anything else better to talk about?
tell y'all this. Let me just say this real quick.
Okay.
Y'all know y'all know the McDonald's sweet tea? Oh my God. I love it. Huh? And that's a dollar. That's all I wanted to say.
I used to work at McDonald's. I'll tell you how they make it.
That's a good deal.
So the container that has the sweet tea in it, it has one bag of sugar. 1 pound bag of sugar. So.
With the tea. Yeah. Sweet to what? The McDonald's sweet tea?
Yeah, but I got to go with both.
That's why it's so delicious, is because the 1 pound bag of sugar that you dump into it.
Is that for 5 gallons of liquid? Tell me how much is your McDonald's
the container.
Tea is a dollar.
No. It's not just one gallon.
Hamburger heads so fart that smells like he has diarrhea.
Bojangles? We don't got no Bojangles.
That just hit you?
Think about it.
Poet.
I haven't got one over here either.
I think Bojangles is
Don't be telling us stuff that you know we can't get it or we can't taste it. Don't be teasing us like that.
I don't know. I've never been a sweet tea fan. I don't like sugar that much inside my drinks. Lemonade mixed with black tea.
I'll tell you this right now.
No, I like sweet tea.
The guy that owns Bojangles, well, he used to own a football team. So he sold it for like a shitload of money. And that guy was named was the one that was the owner of the
Hamburger Head, are you dying?
Carolina Panthers. He started with Bojangles back in the late 80s and evidently he just bloomed. And then when they was expanding the NFL, he threw his block. Hey, he said, I got the money to buy a team, which he did, and he bought a team. And you guys never heard of Bojangles?
I'm still trying to figure out what the juice tastes like.
I don't know because I was talking about sweet iced tea, so I want to know what do they got.
They got tea.
Oh, they got tea.
They have tea and all the other stuff, but I'll tell you this right now. That Bojangles tea is fantastic. I'm serious. That shit is good. I don't know about you. If you ever go south of Virginia, you see a bunch of them. In Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, some parts in Georgia, Florida, you see a Bojangles pullover. I'll tell you, that shit's fantastic.
Yeah, you do.
If you see a Bojangles pullover.
Today's word is...
sink. Do your roommates shit in your sink? My God. Do you have roommates?
I do.
Do they shit in your sink?
No, they do not.
Are you sure? Because I did not think that he shat in a sink until that day.
I'm going to be watching now.
You set like, up a blink cam looking at the sink.
I got this camera that looked like a smoke detector that had like a little card that you put into it.
Mm.
But when I put it up, I don't know, because it doesn't connect to your phone. Yeah. So then by the time I put it up and like had it and everything, it wasn't even facing the sink. So then the next time I took it down to like look and watch the footage.
Oh, you bought it just to spy on him.
To see if he was shitting in the sink. To see if this was like a one-time thing or if this was like where he shat.
But what made him like... I just can't get, like...
Was he trying to have sex with you and your other roommate? Was he like, I can't. If they smell my shit, they're never going to suck my dick. Never.
No, because it was just me and my sister in the apartment. And then he lived downstairs. And I tried being like, hey, you know, it's okay if you, like, go upstairs to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Like, it's cool with us. And he's like, yeah, but like, I don't know, if I close the door too loud or something, your dog barks. And I was like, okay, let her bark. Like, what?
He was going up there to jerk off. Steal that moisturizer from you ladies.
I don't know. No, he wasn't going up there. That's what the problem was.
No.
All female roommates?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Guys would shit in each other's sink and not even and think not twice care, about it.
Like,
yeah.
What? You can't, you've got to, you should not cohabitate with somebody that you're not having sex with. That's an opposite sex.
Yeah. Well, lesson learned.
Lesson learned.
You'll never make that mistake again.
Yeah, I don't even want to live with somebody that I am having sex with.
Me either. That's annoying. Like, just come over to have sex.
And then it. Leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't touch my things. Don't leave anything here.
I mean, touch my chotch.
Yeah, just the chotchy. Everything else, like, don't touch it. Don't do that thing with my pillow where you, like, leave your scent on it.
Don't even leave your scent.
Yeah.
You're going to shower when you get here. Like, you're a prostitute.
Yes. You know, that way, like...
Here's the cologne I want you to wear because this is my fantasy now. Right. You're supposed to smell like this. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Guys would just be like, all right.
I doubt they would have any problem with it.
No, that's what, definitely. I'd be like, we're going to fuck, right? Yeah, that's. I'm not going to have you come over and take a shower. I don't think you're just like a random homeless person.
Like, okay. As long as there's sex after, I'm down. I'm willing. So y'all should follow me because I'm crazy funny, okay? And if you're looking for a laugh, you're definitely gonna get one. All you have to do is follow me on Instagram at EssenceWillis01.
Oh, yeah, give it to me, baby. Let me...
What are they doing to themselves that it hurts like that?
They're using that Vanta Black dragon.
Can't even tell how big it is because the light just isn't reflecting off of it.
Is it all the way in yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you ever do any phone sex or Zoom sex or anything?
I have not ever done phone sex. Zoom?
Like, I may or may not have done some FaceTime loving. I hear the no, but I see your head nodding yes.
Long dick, baby.
I still think it's the best when someone's like, oh, I've got 9 inches, but it's only 3 inches around. You think, what the fuck kind of weird noodle is that?
Oh, yeah.
It's long, though. So long.
Oh, yeah.
I
need to be
old. I want whatever sex toy she has right now.
Oh, yeah.
What? No. I want to see what it looks like so that I can avoid it.
It's that suction cup one that's built just to suck on the clitoris.
I'm out of this room.
What? I'm out of this room. This is how guys think girls scream.
Fuck.
Are they giggling on the line?
Are they doing it and then laughing? And they're like,
that's what it sounds like. But I don't know. Maybe it's Essence giggling under her breath.
I think it was there.
Oh.
That boy did comment.
Shit, I can get like a box for like 45.
A box of what?
45.
Pre-roll. They give you pre-roll.
A box of joints?
When you buy a lot of weed.
Well, I don't buy a lot of weed like I used to back in the day. I might go through a box in like
a box? A month. Who buys weed in boxes?
In a box.
They used to sell them in cigar boxes in Philly. You'd buy a cigar box full of swag. Like, it's the worst weed ever. That's why you'd go through it. You're smoking all the time because you're not getting high.
You wake up. Where's my blood? I just had breakfast. Where's my blood?
Okay, let me go use the bathroom. I'm for a minute.
I don't know. I wish that I could get to the point where I could function when I smoke pot.
Like when you're working, Brooke. I mean, damn.
Are you a high functioning pot smoker?
I am.
I'll be smoking.
Because I hear it can unlock your creativity.
Yeah, I like to get high and write jokes.
How many years of smoking did it take before you built up the tolerance to be productive?
Really? Come on, Charlie, yeah.
Like two?
I could be on the chat line. I could be on chat line from when
that's a big investment.
Like how two? Often were you smoking during those 2 years?
See, the thing is, I really didn't. Like, I would smoke, but I wasn't like a stoner until I moved to LA. And then I was just smoking all the time.
So, wait, so you, like, you'd smoke multiple times a week or just on the weekend?
Or like throughout the day.
That'll be all.
Before, it was just like,
okay, so you're like a life
if somebody was around that was smoking, like I'd hit the book.
You were a social smoker.
Yeah, like I wasn't buying my own weed.
I remember I felt bad the first time I bought my own weed. I felt guilty. Which was crazy because did I buy weed before I had done other drugs? Maybe I did. Maybe I bought. I remember I was like, oh, I'm so bad that I bought my own pot. Smoking by yourself.
Oh, that's why you felt bad. I thought you felt bad because you'd been smoking everybody else's for so long that you're like, oh, this is what they're paying for it. And I've just been like smoking all of their drugs.
No, what? No, I didn't feel bad about that.
I thought you like had a guilty conscience.
No, because I mean, you know, I'm fairly generous with everything. So I would always buy drinks and I make sure I bring stuff to parties and I never felt bad hitting. Weed's never been super expensive. I feel like alcohol is more expensive
than
weed.
That's why I was confused what you felt bad about.
Yeah. No, I felt bad because I was buying drugs.
I felt cool. Like, oh, I'm buying my own weed. Okay. This is happening.
I feel like the only drug I've ever actually bought was acid.
That's one of the cheapest ones to buy.
And it was just because I wanted to candy flip and nobody else did. So like the Molly was free, but like I had to go searching for my own acid.
Oh my God. I guess now that I've done it, I would trust. It's like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? It's a piece of paper. Like, whatever it is, it's so small. I guess the worst thing that can happen is you buy one that's got like 10 doses on it. It's wicked strong. You're just like, oh, shit.
I've not tried enough drugs.
I definitely recommend the psychedelics. All of them, whatever. Any of them, like, you know, I haven't tried toad venom yet, but I would.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm. DMT, I think it's called DMT3AO or something. I don't. Yeah, it's a special type of DMT. Comes specifically from toad venom.
Sounds dangerous.
It's apparently a pretty dark trip. Yeah, but you know, whatever. I'll see some dark shit. I think it all comes from inside our head anyway. Like yeah. I'm not scared of whatever.
It's already in there. You're just unlocking it.
It's already there. Yeah. It's probably better to open the door and be like, all right, you guys can come out and play instead of inside the prison cell.
Instead of it staying in, making me crazy.
Yeah. Just let it out.
Come out.
I mean, I don't know. My life has changed significantly. I don't know that everyone in my life would agree that it's been a good thing. I'm happier.
Hey, TikTokers, @PhoneFreaks.